Welcome to This Is Isla. This is Julian Thurgood. And today we have a special guest. We're doing something a little different. We have the opportunity to talk to a special guest who's joining us from near Stuttgart in Germany. His name is Lars Weidbrecht, and he is in Tübingen near Stuttgart. Mm-hmm. Lars has visited Isla more than once, and he's also a listener to This Is Isla. So tell me a little bit, what's your connection to Isla, and when did you first travel to Isla?
Okay, first of all, great to be here. Thanks for having me. So my connection with Isla kind of starts with my father. So one of the things my dad and I always can agree on, despite some difference here and there, is like a nice bottle of scotch. And Laphroaig in particular. My dad has been a fan of Laphroaig for basically when he was like a teenager, because in Germany we start young. And so a trip to Isla was always on our agenda, but you know how it is, like life gets in the way, school and work and stuff like that. When my dad finally retired in 2017, we finally got the chance to do like this shared adventure. And we had our first trip to Isla in 2018, and we had a blast. And at that point, I thought to myself, like, the island is so pretty, like, my partner as well would, like, maybe like to travel, which she did. So I got back with my partner in 2019, and even though she does not like whiskey at all, like, she also fell in love with the island. And which led us to immediately book another trip for 2020. And you probably know what happened then. But this year we finally managed to get back. And yeah, it was all we dreamed of and more.
So how did you first hear about the This Is Isla podcast?
When it got semi-safe to travel again, I just searched for Isla in my podcast app and found a few episodes and was thoroughly happy. Because it kind of like, we have this funny German word called Fernweh, which is like the an aching and longing to travel, which, yeah, as you can imagine, kind of we felt quite a lot during those COVID years, and the podcast kind of helped to overcome that Fernweh. That's point one. And what I also enjoyed about it is that it's a thing that is from the community and for the community. And not to be too esoteric about it, but I try to be like a conscious traveler. Like, I don't want to suck as a tourist. And so if you're into whiskey, Isla is kind of like the Disneyland for Scotch drinkers, right? So it's easy to see like the island and its people basically as like scenery or cast members. And just hearing from people from the island talk about like what's actually going on and how they experience life on what's basically like a destination, dream destination for me or for us as tourists. That's kind of like helps to let people be people and not just like something that happens on vacation, if that makes sense.
Well, I know some whiskey tourism is a mixed blessing. If you live on Isla for any time, you know all about the whiskey and brings jobs to the island. But it is difficult for us to accommodate a lot of visitors. And we noticed that, especially during Fajila. So it's nice to take the time, and nice for tourists to take the time to really enjoy everything that Isla has to offer.
Yeah. And also, like, we try to plan our trips to Isla around Fajila. So, for the same reason, because we don't want to be like one of the part of the mass rush of tourists coming in. And it also gives us like a chance to explore more of the island and see more like get more into like the daily life of the community, if that makes sense.
I understand completely. So you mentioned one German word already. One of the things I love about the German language is the creation of very long words, and this is another one, Entschleunigung.
So Entschleunigung basically, I would translate it as like a way of conscious deacceleration. So the thing about me is I'm a type A personality, and couple that with like my job in public relations and just basically brain chemistry fun times, that means I'm easily stressed out, like constantly. I'm constantly keeping busy and stuff like that. And Isla is decidedly not that. Just because the just the quietness of the island and the prettiness of the nature and so like kind of invites me, motivates me to, yeah, just not to be so tightly wound all the time. It's basically like trips to Isla is always like my chance to kind of like loosen the grip on myself and on life in general, and also in kind of invites one to indulge oneself.
So it's a little bit like slow food.
Yeah.
Whiskey isn't necessarily a fast drink. You
Yeah.
should always savor it and enjoy it to its fullest, which means you can't drink it all at once.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great to hear that you feel that this is Isla for you. So when you and your partner finally got back to Isla this year, tell me, what were the highlights of your trip?
Okay, so we got off to a great start because in our on our first evening, I ran into Barry McAffer, the Froig distillery manager in the pub. Nice bloke. Got a bit to talking about the legacy that he's taking on and what he wants to do with the new releases. And yeah, bought me a dram. So nice bloke, all in all.
Oh,
The
did you
other,
buy your Laphroaig?
yeah, the new Cardish, because I mentioned I hadn't yet had yet to have a dram. So basically, he just got me one. Which yeah. So once again, nice bloke.
So
And also
you'll
great.
keep in touch with him.
If I run in, yeah, but next time I'm gonna buy the dram though, because I owe him one. Nope. The other highlight of our trip was going back to the fun German word of Entschleunigung. My partner and I, we hiked all the way from Port Ellen to the Kildalton Cross and back. And that was just like a nice few hours of nothing but us and the open sky and the road, and we really got talking, which usually we don't much have the time to, because yeah, as I said, type A and basically demanding job. And so that was great. Had a nice picnic at the Dalton Cross, got into like the only rain shower during our time on Isla during the whole week we were there, so we got really lucky with the weather. And when we got back, headed back into the pub, and those were probably like the tastiest pints we ever had. Like they felt well earned and well deserved. And other than that, I mean, one thing I also liked about Isla especially is kind of like you can connect with people more than you would like in other destinations in cities, because chances are if you meet someone on Isla, you got at least one thing in common. So that's kind of nice to get to know new people, talk with people, make new friends. Yeah.
And it's a small enough community that, I've lived here for 4 years, but coming here for a long time. And I said to someone the other day, it's a bit like a 3,000 piece jigsaw puzzle. I recognize a lot more of the pieces, but I don't necessarily know how they all fit together.
That kind of tracks with what we've heard. Like most, many things on Isla are basically like a family business. For example, our tour guide, that so we did the Laphroaig, the walking tour to their water source. And turns out the tour guide that we had, is the little sister of the tour guide my dad and I had when we first went to Isla. So that was kind of like a fun piece of, as you said, like a jigsaw puzzle. And
well, and I was going to mention if you live on Isla long enough, you'll probably get to meet Barry's parents because they're the undertakers.
That's great. Oh yeah. All right. So let's add get buried on Isla to my to-do list. It would be like a nice last chapter.
So you stayed in Port Ellen. Did you have a car with you?
We tried to have a car with us. We ran into the ferry problem. Like the Finnlagen got moored at the dock because there was something wrong with the turbocharger, and basically we had the chance. So the option were either we ditch the car on the mainland and schlep all our baggage with us on foot, or not go to Isla at all. We took option one, naturally, and the car was a rental, so that was money well spent.
Oh.
Yeah, so and that's kind of like that's kind of disappointing because we still haven't seen like the north side of the island. We got the rental because we wanted to see more of the north, especially the American Monument, and yeah, did not get a chance to do that this time either. So next time.
The thing is, there was a slogan from a few decades ago. It was, when you arrive on Isla, it's goodbye to care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a variation of the Entschleunigung. Whatever troubles, whatever difficulties you have in getting here, and when you talk about ferry problems, that's a daily conversation, especially for the last few years. We're looking forward to two new ferries arriving in the near future. But what it means is, whatever difficulties you have in getting here, once you get here, it is indeed goodbye to care, and you can enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that tracks. That's kind of our experience. That has been our experience as well, yeah.
What did you take away with you as a souvenir of Isla?
This time around, we bought... more on point, I bought the new cartridge from Laphroaig, the art bag, the heavy vapors committee release, a few cans of the Isla ales. Lots to drink. Let's see what else. Oh, we got like a lovely little espresso cup from Labels in Bowmore. A few souvenirs for my dad, for my mom as well. Some Bowmore lotion and soaps. And some other stuff that I won't spoil here because it's going to be a birthday present for my father as well.
All right. Well, it's you know, we're always happy to highlight local businesses. So you've done that already, and it wasn't just whiskey.
Yeah.
So will you be back again, and will you keep on listening to the podcast?
First question, yeah, of course, we will try to get back, but after what happened last time with like COVID, like we don't want to plan ahead too much, you know, just not to jinx it again. And the second question is, yeah, I've listened to the last episode as well. That was the artist episode, which also kind of like tracks with my experience, like, because your guests talked about being connected to the nature and inspired by the Isla scenery, and I felt that in my soul.
Excellent. So thank you again for your time today and your interest in listening to the podcast and visiting Isla and meeting Isla folk, and we look forward to welcoming you back again soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. Has been a blast to be on this podcast. And yep, I'll buy you a pint next time we're on the island.
Vielen Dank für Ihr Besuch und Ihre Zeit heute. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Auf Isla. Auf Wiederhören und auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Cheerio and Moran Thang.